Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion. Today I'm talking with John Somnez about his new course, Logging Application Block. John is a longtime C# and .NET developer with roots in C++. He's recently been doing more mobile development for Android and iPhone. He's also spent many years working as a consultant on a number of projects and has deep ties to the Agile community. He's very interested in automated testing tools like Weighten or Selenium. And on any given day, you'll find John programming in C#, Java, Objective-C, VB.NET, or all of the above. Welcome back, John.
Thanks, Fritz.
So to give everyone context for this course, this is another in the series of enterprise application blocks that John has been working on. These are code blocks that come from the Patterns and Practice group at Microsoft that give you prepackaged blocks of software that help you do common things in .NET development. So this one is the logging application block, where John gets into how to instrument your application with logging diagnostics, typically, and gives you a lot of nice features for, you know, how you use that logging. So, John, why don't we start with just a description of what exactly the logging application block is, and maybe when you might consider bringing it into your application.
Sure. So the logging application block basically allows you to abstract away the details of what you do with logging from the actual logging itself. So what it really does for you is it makes it so that it's very simple to handle logging in your application. No longer do you have to think about all of these different things like, do I need to send an email or should I log to this source or that source? Instead, what you're going to do is you're basically going to add the block to your application, and then you're just going to use a log writer, and you're just going to call one method on there and pass in your log message and perhaps a little bit of additional information. You can categorize things, add some kind of priority or event ID. You can add some more details that you might use later on in your configuration. But the basic idea is all of this complex logging code that you might have in your application, you can get rid of all of that. And instead, you're just going to use this log writer and this one write method on there and do all your messages in that way. And then later on, you can come along and you can configure the block and you can configure log messages that have this category or that come from this source. I want it to go to a database and I want these ones to go to a file and I want these ones to go to a rolling file and this is the format I want and I want to collect this additional information. Maybe I want to add the stack trace in there. And so this allows you to basically make your application, as far as logging goes, extremely flexible, and it allows you to come back in later, and this is one of the parts I really like about this, and debug my application without having to recompile it. So maybe we're having some problems with the production version of the application, and in production, I could change the configuration. I could start filtering log messages on a particular category and get more detailed information and just look at those messages. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, really a block that anybody can use, and I recommend that everyone who's doing some kind of logging use some kind of logging framework rather than trying to roll your own. And the enterprise library is really just a great one to use because it's so simple to use and it's really configurable.
Right. Yeah. One of my personal experiences with logging is if you pay a little bit of attention to it up front, it can save you a lot of time down the road when you're trying to diagnose potential issues in your application. Now, we should mention there are a number of other frameworks out there in case people are looking or have experience with. I think you mentioned to me that Log4Net is probably one of the most popular. How does this compare with Log4Net, and are they kind of similar in functionality?
Yeah, I think you probably are going to have pretty close to the same functionality in most of the logging type of frameworks, especially Log4Net and the Enterprise Library. Typically the two common choices that people choose between in the .NET world. And I've used both of them. I like Log4Net. It's a really good product. It's really powerful. But the only problem I've really had with it is I don't remember all the configuration, and there's a lot to the configuration. Whereas one thing that Microsoft has really done nicely with the newest version of the Enterprise Library and all the blocks is they've added this configuration tool, or they've enhanced the configuration tool to make it really easy to use. I mean, you can go in there, and you'll see in my videos that you can just go in there and click and add a handler, change the listener, make a log file go to a flat file, and configure everything in a very visual oriented way, which makes it really simple. So that's the big advantage for me, is that as someone who just, you know, we as software developers, we have a lot going on, and sometimes we can't focus all our energy on one particular framework. But I really feel like you could watch this video and you could be up and running with the Enterprise Libraries logging application block in 5 minutes in your actual application, because it's so simple to configure.
Yeah, that is compelling. Great. Well, the other thing I thought we might explore on this discussion is the pipeline that you briefly outlined for me. Now, there are three major components to the logging blocks pipeline, I understand, the filters, the listeners, and the formatters. Do you want to kind of describe what each of those is and what role they fill in the logging system?
Sure. So in your application, you're just going to start off by writing to a log. As I said, you just have that one method call. You're going to send your log entry there, and then it might not get logged. It might get logged depending on what is set up down this pipeline. So the first thing that's going to happen with that log message is it's going to go to your filter. And you can have multiple filters set up, and they can filter on different criteria. Like, for example, you could filter on a category to say, I only want the category of database to be logged, or I don't want database to be logged. So you could set filters on priority. You can create your own custom filters that would filter on whatever criteria you want. Then anything that makes it past the filter is going to basically become a source. And so that source is really, where is it coming from? Is it a category? Is it something that didn't belong to any category? And what that source is will determine which listener it goes to. And you can have multiple listeners configured. So you could say, if it's a database source, then let's go to this particular listener that goes to this file on my file system. And so you can, the listener aspect of it is that next part of the pipeline of these things are listening, and they're determining where do these log messages go. Do they write to a database? Do they write to a file? You can create a custom listener as well. And then the final step of that is most listeners that are going to write out some text are going to use a formatter. And so you can configure multiple kinds of formatters that format that message in some way. So perhaps maybe you have a particular way that you like to have your log messages formatted with particular pieces of data in there. You can use some tokens to replace parts of that log message with data from the log message and external information that the logging application block is gathering for you. For example, like the process ID or the user ID, information like that you can add right in there. And so with that pipeline, each one of those pieces is totally configurable, so you can control from the beginning of what messages get logged, where they get logged to, and what the format of the log message looks like.
And I also noticed in the course you get into some advanced techniques of defining your own filters, listeners, and formatters. So it's a very extensible system as well.
Yeah, and it's actually very easy. I think a lot of people are intimidated by trying to create your own, you know, extending the application blocks. And it's really just, it's basically just implementing an interface. And then there's typically just one method to implement. And so you can set up some pretty neat things when you think about the ways that you might want to filter things or to format a log message or even some sources. Maybe if you wanted to make it so the log messages went to your chat program, if they met some kind of criteria, it's really not difficult to do as far as extending the block.
Great. Well, this is John Somnez with his new course, Logging Application Block. And it's by far one of the most popular blocks in the Enterprise Library. So I encourage everyone to check it out and see if it makes sense for you. Thanks very much, John.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at pluralsight.com.